Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. Joining us this time on Metroscope, PDX, Executive Director of JDRF in Oregon and Southwest Washington, Judy Summers. Thanks for being here, Judy.
Thank you.
Excited to have you here. And Greg Remensberger, Executive Director from the Portland Auto Show. Thanks for coming, Greg.
Thanks, Preston.
And I know you guys have done this a couple times before with Gary, so go easy on me.
Okay. We will.
Always a fun event for us.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing about it. So let's just start with a little intro about each of you guys. Judy, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm the executive director of the JDRF Oregon Southwest Washington chapter, and I've been in this job for 12 years now. Moved to Oregon 12 years ago. Family here, grandchildren here, and love it. So,
and from the, or you spent time in the Dallas area?
I grew up outside of Dallas in a small town, but my adult life was mainly in Dallas.
Okay.
And nonprofit work.
And you're a Boomer Sooner.
I'm a Sooner. My son went to University of Oklahoma.
There you go. Making the college football playoff.
That's right.
I'm sure you're excited about that. Greg?
Yeah. Thanks, Preston. I represent the franchise new car dealers in the state of Oregon. So I work for the Oregon Auto Dealers Association. But the biggest event that we put on all year long is the Portland International Auto Show. This is our 105th year that we've been doing this event. It's the largest indoor consumer event inside the convention center. And what we're here to talk about today is the sneak peek charity preview party, which kicks off the event and is a charity fundraisers for great charities like JDRF.
Yeah. I was joking earlier, cars have barely been around for 105 years, so I wonder what it was like back then. But some of the cars I'm seeing on your guys' website now are James Bond-esque type of cars.
I tell you, the technology that's built into these cars is nothing short of amazing.
Yeah, 600 cars it looks like people can take a look at when they're there. So let's talk a little bit about the sneak peek party. It's coming up January 23rd.
January 23rd.
Correct, and the event is from the 24th through the 27th at the Portland Convention Center with the auto show. But the sneak peek event that you guys are here to discuss, which goes through 8 different sponsorships I read, including JDRF, is on January 23rd. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this is the 6th year that we've done this, and our board of directors made the decision 7 years ago to do something that would help local charities. So we've got this great event at the convention center. We're all set up and ready to go, and we thought, why not have a party and make donations to charities that we can make an impact with. So we picked local charities that we feel are important for the Portland area and for the residents that live in here in this area, and we sell the tickets for $100, but that entire $100 goes to charity. Our auto show underwrites the cost of the entire event, and you've got food and cocktails, and you get to walk the show without the crowds that are there over the next 4 days when we're open for our public days. And over the last 6 years or 5 years that we've done it, we've given a little over $3,700,000 to local charities.
Wow. Wow, that's a huge number. Okay, and one of those eight sponsors, JDRF, or eight charities, pardon me, JDRF and Judy, can you tell us a little bit about just what you guys do? I know you're big into research and funding research for type 1 diabetes.
We are the largest funder of diabetes research in the world, and the JDRF Oregon Southwest Washington chapter. Our main mission is to raise money for research, which the funds from the sneak peek are dedicated to our research fund. But we also do outreach. We work with children that are newly diagnosed with type 1. We work with parents. We have outreach programs, educational programs, to try to be there for people that are living with type 1 and their families.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit more about type 1? And the average listener at home probably maybe doesn't know, you know, exactly everything that goes into a diagnosis like that.
Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease, and it affects the pancreas, and it does not produce insulin. So people with type 1 diabetes must have insulin to live. Type 2 diabetes is different. Now, they do produce some insulin in their bodies. It's different levels. But some people with type 2 can change their diet and exercise and get rid of type 2. Mm-hmm. Type 1 is autoimmune, as I said, and so once you are diagnosed with it, you have it for life. So JDRF is working on research to find out how we can see if someone has the marker for type 1, what they can do to prevent going full-blown and manage it better. The critical part about type 1 isn't the diabetes itself, it's the complications that come from the highs and lows for blood sugar. So if people can keep their blood sugar at an even level, that's going to be a healthier outcome and a better lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So we have advanced technology through JDRF funding to where there are many ways that people can monitor and distribute insulin into their body in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
We're so blessed to be part of this sneak peek. As I said, right now there's over $600,000 worth of research being funded in the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So the money that we get is back home for research and for to provide outreach programs. But we've been blessed over the past 5 years of this event to receive over $242,000, which is huge for us.
Wow.
And so we feel very, very fortunate and blessed to be a part of this great party. It's first class.
Mm-hmm.
It is first class.
And you're the executive director in the Oregon Southwest Washington area. So to our listeners out there who might be, you know, kind of thinking about what the local impact of this would be, can you just kind of speak to the funding that you guys receive locally and how it impacts people who are listening here in the community?
Certainly. As I said, it goes to fund research, and we have a number of research grants funded in Oregon, which are looking at ways to cure, prevent, and treat type 1 diabetes. And that's the money's going into research there. But again, we have outreach programs so that people don't feel they're alone when they're dealing with type 1. We give a teddy bear and a backpack to newly diagnosed children. His name is Rufus. And we also have many adults diagnosed now with type 1. 50% of the diagnoses that are new with type 1 diabetes are adults, and 50% are children. Thus, we don't spell out juvenile diabetes anymore. We go by JDRF.
Okay.
Because it affects all ages.
Okay. And one more time, JDRF, can you give us what that stands for?
Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
Okay. Thank you. And then you guys have an outreach program that I've been reading about. Can you just give us a little more information about that?
Sure. We have, as I said, the backpack for the newly diagnosed children. We also have a kids art group that meets once a month. The kids and their siblings come and do art projects. The parents get a chance to visit with each other. We have an adult group that meets as a social network for adults living with type 1. We have a connections group that is parents that have had experience with type 1, and if a family that's newly diagnosed needs a mentor, we can connect them with someone to be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
We've got resources, toolkits, we call them, that are brochures about living with type 1, pregnancy with type 1, teens with type 1, dealing with school with type 1. adults with type 1. So we try to be there for those people living with the disease and their families, because it can often be a lonely situation. Mm-hmm. You can't ever have a break from type 1 diabetes 24 hours a day. There's never any break. Mm-hmm. So you have to watch it constantly.
Mm-hmm. And then as far as what people may or may not know about type 1 or JDRF, and you talked about different ways you guys research and try to use the donations for a positive impact. Can you just speak a little bit more about that and what people may or may not know in terms of the way research is funded or the type of research you guys do to make the effort that you do?
Well, I'm not a scientist, so I can't really get into the research too much, but I do know we're looking at ways to cure type 1 diabetes, prevent type 1 diabetes, and treat the complications, and that's key right there. Research is done all over the world. Plus, JDRF works with the FDA in helping to grease the skids, so to speak, because once something is developed and it's in the pipeline and it wants to go to human trials, the FDA has to approve it, and sometimes that can really be a logjam. Mm-hmm. So JDRF is very active in working in that side of the equation, too. We're also strong advocates with our elected officials in Washington, D.C., for funding, because there is a special diabetes program that benefits JDRF or people with type 1, and the American Indian community, which is very heavily impacted by diabetes, mainly type 2. But this program has to be renewed every 2 years, and so JDRF works hard to be advocates, and we're also working for more affordable insulin, for better insurance coverage, so that people won't be opted out if they have a pre-existing condition. We're also looking at approval of the devices, the insulin pump, and the glucose monitors.
Okay. Well, thank you for the background on that.
I think one of the things that was why we chose to be involved with JDRF is that we truly believe that we're going to find a cure for type 1 diabetes in our lifetimes. And to be part of something as dramatic as that is, how it can change mm-hmm. people's lives, is just a true opportunity for us to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. How did you guys meet? And you guys have known each other for 5 or 6 years, I think. I think this is the sixth annual event that you guys are putting on. So can you give us a little background?
Yeah, JDRF has been with us for all six of those years. And one of my board members, Chris Meyer of Herzog Meyer Motorsports out in Beaverton, his son has type 1 diabetes, and he was on the board. And so when we were first looking at this event and we had different recommendations, he put in the recommendation, and we haven't looked back. We've enjoyed the partnership for these years.
We are so indebted to Chris. I mean, he's just made all the difference in the world in keeping us involved and supporting us. And Greg has been a great partner, and we love working with that organization and the other charities that are benefited as well.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about this party. I mean, let's get to the fun stuff now. Yeah. Now that we got all the background information, great background information out of the way, but let's talk about January 23rd. And then before then, first of all, where can people go to buy their tickets? You mentioned it's $100 a ticket. All of that goes to charity. I think I read there's something like 90% taxable,
right.
which is a big number. Just give us a little bit of background about how people would maybe register or get involved to get ready to go to this event.
Yeah, so you can buy your tickets online. If you go to PortlandAutoShow.com, there's a tab up at the top for the sneak peek, and you can click through that to get to the tickets. Or we're selling our tickets online through Eventbrite. So if you go to the Eventbrite page, you can find us by searching Sneak Peek in there as well, too, or Portland Auto Show for that matter. But here's the fun part about it is it's a three-hour event. It goes from 6:30 to 9:30. And once we open up the doors, we've got food stations, and we've got two local bands that are going to be playing there on the floor, as well as cocktail stations throughout the entire event. And if you look at the normal public days of the auto show, we get nearly 100,000 people coming through those doors over 4 days. This evening is capped at 5,000 people because we have a lottery event that goes on there as well, too. Every ticket that's sold enters you in to win a car. And this year, working with our friends out at Audi of Beaverton, we're giving away an Audi A3 e-tron, which is a brand new electric hybrid car.
Sounds futuristic.
It is. It is an amazing car, and these are so heavily sought after. We, because it's new technology for Audi, we pinned one down about 60 days ago, and couldn't be more excited about the opportunity to get in there. That's the differential between the tax write-off, is because it's a lottery event when we're paying for that prize ourselves. We have to deduct $10 from your ticket for your tax deduction. So when you pay $100 for your ticket, that $100, you get to pick one of the eight charities and have it go 100% to JDRF, or you can split it up any way you want to amongst the eight charities. And then you're automatically entered in to win the Audi.
Wow. How does the drawing work? You guys reach into a hat of 5,000 tickets, yeah, or, I mean, in front of everyone, or do you have one of those little machines where you twirl it around, a barrel?
Yeah. So we sell tickets at the door, and so at 8 o'clock we cut off sales of tickets to come in, and everybody who had purchased a ticket in advance is already in the drum, and we spin the drum, and live on the site, we pull a name out with Frank Gehry from Beaverton Audi, and we draw the name, and hopefully they're there locally. We've been doing this with Audi of Beaverton for 3 years. Last year was the first time we actually had the winner in the room. It was pretty exciting. She was jumping up and down and screaming, ran all the way across the floor because she was at the far end of the building when we announced the winner. But got to come pick up her car once the auto show was done and took delivery of a brand new Audi. It was pretty exciting.
Do they drive away with it, or how does it work?
So they go to the dealership to pick it up because, okay, being that it's a brand new car, they've got to transfer ownership over and take delivery at the dealership. So they don't drive it away from the show that night. We keep it on display showing that it's the car that was given away at this event to do a little promotion for the following years. But shortly after we close the doors, they make arrangements to go pick it up at the dealership.
Cool. And I was reading 600 cars are on hand at the giant Portland Convention Center floor that you guys all have rented out. What should people look forward to when they're there? I mean, you mentioned the food and the drinks, which sounds like an awesome time, and the live bands. But what about these cars? I mean, I'm a car guy. I'm interested in cars. What kind of cars are people going to be looking at?
So we have 35 different manufacturers, and combined within those manufacturers, we've got over 600 cars. And it is everything from, low-cost entry-level cars all the way up to the Ferraris, Maseratis, and McLarens that are far more than I can afford, that's for sure. But it sure is fun to come look at them and see. I think the biggest thing that we've seen over the last few years is the safety features that are being built into cars, and the new technology that's not just connectivity between your phone and your car, but as I mentioned, the safety features and the accident avoidance and everything else that's being built into basically working towards autonomous driving vehicles for us.
Yeah. So no autonomous cars on the floor this time around, but maybe next year.
You know, the technology is happening so fast,
yeah,
and there is areas where you can do testing, but they haven't licensed many opportunities to take them out on the road without a driver behind the wheel overriding what it is. But I'll tell you, I drive a Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit right now, and it is pretty much all the way there. I drove to Seattle the other day and got on the freeway, hit the cruise control, and twice we came to a complete stop without me having to hit the brake at all.
Wow.
And if you start to wander out of your lane, it'll kind of bump you back into the lane like the bumpers at a bowling alley. It's just we're so close. But anytime you're working on technology like that, where you're putting a car out on the road, the safety aspect of not just yourself and everyone that's in the car, but everybody else that you're interacting with, we're excited and we're moving it at rapid speed, but we want to make sure we're doing it in a manner that's safe for the people that are out on the road.
Mm-hmm. Judy, you've been to this event before a couple of times. Can you just talk about your experience and what it's like and what someone who would plan on going could expect from attending?
It's a high-quality event. The food is excellent, very, very well done, and everything from sushi to prime rib to roasted turkey, and their stations set all around, desserts. It's just very high quality. It's an opportunity to be among those beautiful vehicles and look at them without the big crowds, and there's no pressure to buy or anything like that. It's just a great party that's benefiting charity. And, you know, there are people are there that love cars. Everybody interacts with cars at some point. So you don't have to be a car
junkie.
But it's a great party. It's a nice social event. Just very, very well done. From the minute you walk into that convention center, you feel welcome. The hospitality is incredible. And there's not a big program. There are a few remarks from Greg, and they do the drawing of the car. But pretty much you have the evening to mix and mingle and enjoy the food and beverage and really look at the beautiful cars.
Cool.
So speaking of the food side of it, what a lot of people don't know is that the head chef at the convention center is a James Beard Award winner. And when you think about James Beard Award winners, it's usually at some famous restaurant, but he chose to work at the convention center. And as Judy mentioned, the food is phenomenal.
Wow. So you said sushi and prime rib, and it's kind of an all-you-can-eat situation.
Last year, they had lobster mac and cheese sandwiches that were being grilled on site while we were there. It was pretty amazing. The line for that was usually about 10 people deep.
Wow.
But we spread it out all over the entire main floor, but we're also in both of the ballrooms. We're one of the few events that takes over the entire convention center. Everywhere that the fire marshal will allow us to put more cars, we're filling up the entire event and so forth. If it's okay, I'd like to mention the other charities that we work with for this event. So as I mentioned, we've got eight, and JDRF is one of those eight. We also work with the Victory Academy, which is a school from grammar school all the way through high school for kids with autism that's based out of Wilsonville down here, and it's pretty amazing the work that they do. I think a lot of people are familiar with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Portland. We support them as well, too. Self-Enhancement, Inc., the Brian Grant Foundation, Meals on Wheels, the Dougie Center, and Self-Enhancement, Inc. as well. So that rounds out our eight. And again, when you buy your ticket, you can split that up amongst all eight or two of the eight, or give it all to your favorite of those eight charities.
Okay, cool. All right, Judy, is there any other information we should know about JDRF or maybe how the community can get involved with your organization as well, in addition to buying a ticket for the auto show?
Well, they can go to the national website, www.jdrf.org, and then select our area charity, and it will tell you all about our organization. As Greg mentioned, you can go through Eventbrite and through the website for the auto dealers to buy the tickets. We hope people will select JDRF, but we have some great charities as partners here also. And again, it's a great idea. We're promoting it early this year, and what a great Christmas present. It's a really first-class party.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you guys for being here. Really appreciate it. Is there anything else we should know about the show? Or, I mean, like you said, people can go online to your website. It's $100. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. on January 23rd?
6:30 to 9:30, and we give the car away about 8:30. We cut off sales at 8 and then give the car away live at 8:30.
I kind of want to be there for that car drawing. I want to just see a video of it somehow on social media or something.
Cool.
It's like when you're at a Trailblazers game or something, and someone hits the half court shot for the Tacoma or whatever it is, and the entire crowd goes nuts. You know what I mean?
It is pretty exciting.
We look forward
to it all night long.
Can people get in the cars when they're in it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely. That's one of the benefits of the auto show, is you get a chance to come in and compare the different makes that you may be considering or that you've always wanted to buy, and you can sit in them. There's nine different brands that have ride and drives that are not going on the night of the sneak peek, but during the 4 days of the auto show, that you can actually get behind the wheel with a product specialist from the manufacturer. So you can take it out for a test drive and have them show you the technology that's built into the car and answer questions, so you can help in your decision-making process.
So you can take it out for a test drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Night of, or do you just make a plan?
Not on the sneak peek.
Yeah.
That's because there's alcohol involved.
We don't want people
to get behind the wheel.
Yeah.
but during the regular days of the auto show, which is Thursday through Sunday, the 24th through the 27th, there's ride and drives that are going on the entire time of the show.
Cool. I've never test driven a Ferrari, but that would be a lot of fun. I'm sure the insurance premiums or whatever you have to do to sign off on that before you get in that car.
That's one that's not out for a free ride. It's again, we've got 9 different manufacturers that are representing their brands out there, but I'm sure if you call down to the Ron Tonkin Gran Turismo down in Wilsonville, they could probably hook you up with Preston.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being here. I'm looking forward to the event. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you.
We appreciate you having us in.
And thanks to the auto dealers. They are amazing to put on this event to help us.
We were talking today with Judy Summers, Executive Director of JDRF, and Greg Remsenberger, Executive Director from the Portland Auto Show, about their upcoming event, the Portland Auto Show Charity Sneak Peek Party at the Portland Convention Center on January 23rd. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.